Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Hi there. I'm on my way, I'm making it. I've got to make it show, yeah.
Based on council recommendation and the insurance company, and I certainly am reluctant, but based on their recommendation, I'll move the items if that's the recommendation of our council and our insurance.
We need to read the whole thing.
Okay, the insurance carrier settlement, $950,000 in carrier funds for Dr. Elton settlement in full and individual employment FMLA related claims in the case of the United States of America. Rainey M. Elder, MD versus Escambia County.
I feel like my arm was tied on this, and literally, because it's married up to the False Claims Act. And $950,000 is a lot of money. It's carrier money. We're getting our butt kicked regularly on lawsuits, and we need a reflection period.
We are getting our butts kicked on lawsuits. Escambia County is 0 for 4 in the last week. To say they're getting their butts kicked is an understatement. So this was the conversation in the Board of County Commission meeting just after the shade session, talking about the Rami Edler lawsuit, the former medical director, saying that she was fired inappropriately in a violation of the Family Medical Leave Act, retaliated against for being a whistleblower against things done wrong in the county, also claiming that there were false claims made based on medical billing. That is still an open question. But this is the settlement being recommended by the insurance carrier who covers the county for the employment violations related abuse, is saying settle it for $950,000. That's going to be insurance money. That's why you have insurance, although rates will probably go up. It's not money out of the county commission, out of your ad valorem or anything like that, at least not directly. Lumen May says, well, okay, I guess we got to. And Mike Kohler says, yeah, we need to stop being dumb with our lawsuits. He's right. I mean, listen, they lost the Replevin lawsuit. Okay, although that was a first step. Okay, that was not a final decision. They lost on the Pam Childers lawsuit. She was right. They were wrong. And she said, you're going to need to pay me back the money now. And, you know, maybe don't appeal because you'll lose again because the court actually said your position was, and to quote, absurd. The judge told them that their position on that retirement plan was absurd. So, and we're going to talk to her at 7:35 so you can hear from her directly. Then they lost now on, or they're being recommended to lose, and they did vote 3-1. Jeff Bergosh couldn't bring himself to do it because he's been on the wrong side of every one of these votes, and he's been on the wrong side of this issue with Rami Edler and just refuses and says, I haven't seen any evidence to show that we did anything wrong. And, you know, we're a big county, and we do, you know, we're involved in a lot of lawsuits.
We've had to settle a lot. You're right. We've had to settle a lot of cases lately, and we get a lot of lawsuits. We're a big organization with a lot going on.
It doesn't make it okay to do it wrong so frequently. 0 for 4. Oh, and then the Deanna Oleski one. Okay. So, by the way, they voted 3-1 on this. Bergosh voted no, but it's going to be insurance money to settle part of the Rami Edler. The other part is still open. Remember, this is all connected with the texts, you know, and the demonstrated animus or at least excitement about being able to get rid of her that he texted to. Well, he texted during one of the meetings, you know, we're getting rid of her. Like, you know, bye-bye. Good Lord, man. Anyway. That's just a part of the. There's been so much news on this week. And then you heard David mentioning the Deanna Oleski stuff, the medical examiner. And it's even worse than what David said. Remember, this was the whole, like, Stephen Barry, Commissioner Barry, didn't, my interpretation, didn't like being told in public by Deanna Oleski and her staff that the county commission wasn't moving fast enough on the replacement building, the new medical examiner's facility. They came to a county commission meeting and complained. 6 months later, you've got this story from the funeral directors about how the district medical examiner is butchering people and doing horrible things, shared on Jeff Bergosh's blog, you know, publicized on Jeff Bergosh's blog. Then one of the funeral directors totally recants with us. And then you have these other two who have not recanted, and they say they didn't do anything wrong. Well, in the meanwhile, she's suing for defamation, and there's been an investigation, or at least, is she suing or is she thinking about it? I forget now. I would say she could sue. I would grant her to win on defamation. Okay? I don't know where the status of all that is. But if it's not already happening, I expect it to happen. I think it's already happening, but I just forget. I apologize. So he gets, Stephen Barry gets with these funeral directors at Smokies, and they come up with this, you know, give me your letters and I'll make something happen, as opposed to going to the medical examiner's board, which is what should have happened. Then they allege all this stuff about her. Well, it turns out that the medical examiner's office has the photos. You know, when they send bodies out, they have photos to show that they didn't do anything wrong. And FDLE investigated and said, we have photos from them. There's no photos from, like, Trahan. Nobody has any actual evidence to show us of anything done wrong except what they claim. And here's one interesting part about this. I don't want to go into the details because the details are pretty gory, but Dan Shebler, the operations guy for the medical examiner's office, he basically says in the email to FDLE, if the bodies or this one particular body was so badly treated that a relative would make a complaint about it, it didn't happen from our facility because we have the photos of the body leaving our facility that don't show that. If the body was in that condition shown to the relative, then that had to happen at the funeral home. And he says that means somebody at the funeral home is the one who did this. Now, I don't know the facts other than I know the pictures exist of the body leaving the medical exam. So it happened somewhere after that. But how did it happen if it happened at the funeral home? And did somebody at the funeral home do it on purpose to fabricate all of this nonsense about, I mean, I don't know. But that's what seems to be implied by the email to FDLE. So this is all just so yucky. All of it is so awful. And like I said, 0 for 4. And, you know, now Deanna Oleski, medical examiner, has been exonerated. Rami Edler is going to win at least a portion of her claims, former medical director. You know, I told you that the writ of replevin being filed against the PNJ, Jonathan Owens and Alex Arduini, the county lost on that one at a preliminary level. And Pam Childers, a clerk of the court comptroller, won her lawsuit where she says what you were doing was illegal and you do not get that money. Gentlemen, little self-reflection for Stephen Barry, Lumen May, and Jeff Bergosh might be in order here. 717 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Jake's got traffic on the fives.
Okay, not seeing any major slowdowns on our roadways. If you are in Cantonment on Highway 29 headed northbound, at Old Kimstrand Road, we have a vehicle crash with roadblock there. Crews should be on the scene clearing that up shortly. That's Highway 29 northbound at Old Kimstrand. Otherwise, around town, not seeing any other accidents reported by FHP. No major slowdowns. Highway 98 eastbound getting into Windhaven Beach, seeing our normal morning slowdown there, starting around the new Publix at Windhaven Plaza, stretching up past the Parish Boulevard McDonald's. Looks like I-10 and I-110 are at posted speeds. Highway 98 westbound through Tiger Point's looking good. Highway 90 coming out of Milton through Pace is clear. And no problems on Burgess or Olive. And 9 Mile is accident-free. If you see anything on our roadways slowing us down, let us know about it. Call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Hey, Jake, did you happen to mention Michigan and Gulf South Manor? I don't know if that just came in as a text.
Just came in? No,
there's a wreck at Michigan and South Gulf Manor, somebody reported. Oh. So yeah. Be aware if you're going through that area. Thanks so much. Yep. I just didn't hear, and if you decided
I didn't see it yet.
Very good. Hey, if you want to have that green, lush, beautiful lawn come June or July, you need to take care of that now. It's not something you solve then. It's a problem or a thing you go for now in order to produce it then, because these things take time. NSEC's Healthy Lawn Program will make your lawn healthy, lush, and keep weeds to a minimum. They've got 8 annual applications, time program targeted to get your lawn what it needs. When it needs it, they'll come out and do a free lawn analysis with an estimate, with a soil sample, and figure out what's the appropriate amendments for your lawn. If you sign up today, your first lawn application is free with a new annual lawn program that includes the initial soil sample and lime treatment on an average-sized yard. They also have landscaping services and, of course, pest control services because the bugs come through the yard, right? It makes sense they would do both. Sign up today or find out more information or schedule an appointment at NSEC, ENSEC.net.
Always stay sharp, alert, and ready for anything. Let the exceptional team at Jim's Firearms help you find the everyday carry knife that fits your life. They have the best brands and the largest selection of high-quality knives to choose from with lifetime warranties. Get yourself a multi-purpose knife to use for protection, hunting, fishing, or for everyday use. Keys, wallet, phone, and knife, never leave home without it. Jim's Firearms at the corner of Blue Angel and Sorrento Road at the back gate of NAS, or shop them online at jimsfirearms.net.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson. Who do you let influence you? Proverbs 1:10 says, "If sinners entice thee, consent thou not." Those who promote evil are vying for your attention, approval, and even involvement. As Americans, we are faced with a barrage of sinful temptations promoted by others. Whether it's through social media, music, movies, or even in person, the world around us is full of enticing influences. One of the key elements to spiritual and mental success is to learn how to abhor that which is evil and cleave to that which is good. Surround yourself with Christ-like people who have the joy of the Lord in their heart. Remember, if sinners entice thee, and they will, consent thou not, and your heart will both be liberated from guilt and strengthened with joy.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Hi, this is Earl Ron, president of New South Window. If you need new windows or doors for your home, heads up, this message is for you. New South is having a one-day factory sale this Saturday only in our factory showroom. 40% off high-performance award-winning windows, 40% off energy-efficient windows and patio doors, 40% off our factory direct products installed. Bring in your measurements for on-the-spot pricing or call today. One day only, this Saturday from 9 till 4. Please visit us at newsouthwindow.com.
This Saturday only, save an additional 5% when you arrive before noon.
Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin. 4 to 7 on News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Ocean Man, take me by the hand, lead me to the land that you understand. Ocean Man, the voyage to the corner of the globe is a real trip.
Good morning, 722 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. Dave Greenwood is the Pensacola Beach Water Safety Chief, and he always joins us at this time on a Friday. And this beach report is brought to you by All Seasons Service Network. We guarantee to always provide the best service in the area, All Seasons Service Network. Dave Greenwood, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Thank you, Andrew. Happy Friday to you.
Happy Friday to you. What are we looking at this weekend for beach conditions?
Well, it's going to be a really beautiful day in Pensacola Beach, and thousands did last weekend, so we expected large crowds, and the surf should be calming down. So we had red flags earlier in the week, but thought that weather that passed through, and we've got more stable air, so looking to be a beautiful beach weekend.
Very good. Now, I got to ask you a question, because right in the beginning there, you were kind of garbled. You're not actually swimming your miles right now and calling me at the same time, are you?
No, only one thing at a time.
What was the very beginning of the report? You said what?
Yeah, and thousands will kind of come out to the beach, and thousands did last weekend.
Okay, very good. And flag conditions that you're expecting for this weekend, in case people didn't catch it?
Oh, sorry.
It's the same. We're having the same problem with the phone. I don't know what. It's like the first 3 seconds of when you talk, it's bad. So I don't know, say, how are the flags looking this weekend? I'm sorry, it's just not working for us today. Go ahead.
We're going to start out with yellow flags, and we will see how the surf, if the surf calms down, then we'll go to green flag. But right now we have yellow flags flying.
Very good. Jake's laughing over here because it's literally every time. It's so funny. I'm so sorry. Anything else we need to know for the weekend, Dave?
Use plenty of sunscreen. You're going to be high UV index, and drink plenty of water.
Always good advice. Dave Greenwood, the Pensacola Beach Water Safety Chief for Escambia County, always taking care of us, keeping us safe. And Dave, I'm so sorry we had phone troubles today, man, but I really appreciate what you do to keep us safe and keep us informed and keep people out of the danger that they are so eager to put themselves into. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks, Andrew. Have a great weekend. I'll talk to you next Friday.
Absolutely.
Picture this. It's a hot, humid summer day and your AC stops working. What do you do? You call All Seasons Service Network. All Seasons has been locally owned and operated since 1967, offering 24/7 emergency services with multiple technicians ready at all times for your future HVAC needs. From residential to commercial, All Seasons provides installations, new construction builds, and any other kind of HVAC needs. Visit allseasonsnow.com to schedule an appointment or call 850-434-0384. Call today.
7:24 here on News Radio 92.3. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, President Biden is heading to Baltimore today to visit the site of the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapse. He'll be meeting with the families of the 6 construction workers that died last week when that happened. Experts warning people about fake eclipse glasses. Andrew, the American Astronomical Society reminding people that you need approved eclipse glasses if you're going to watch the eclipse here on the 8th next week. And they say you should make sure that they're not counterfeit, because apparently they're having an issue with people selling counterfeit Eclipse glasses.
Yeah, this is the kind of stuff that terrifies me. You know, this is why I don't plan to look at it, because I'm like, I'm just good. You know, I can watch the photos later. I don't need to see it live or anything like that. The idea of counterfeit safety glasses for the Eclipse is a horrifying prospect to imagine. And what, they're just kind of thinking that the average citizen is going to be out there figuring out which ones are the real and which ones are the fake glasses? Come on now. David, thanks so much for the update. 725 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you've got an import like a BMW, a Porsche, Mercedes, Genesis, Audi, Jaguar, Lexus, those are good quality cars. You pay extra to get them, and you might think, hey, I got to go to the dealership to get them serviced. You don't. In fact, there's actually a federal law that says you don't have to go to the dealership. For decades, it's been on the books. You do not. You can go to, you know, a lot of different places, including Bobby Likas Auto Service. They'll take care of you. It's right here in town on Davis Highway, close, convenient, not far away, like in Destin or Mobile. You don't have to spend gas and extra money to go to the, you know, you pay a premium to go at the dealership a lot of the time. Get them serviced to Bobby Likas. You can check them out online at carclinicservice.com. Like, the philosophy there is to take your car in like you take your body into the doctor, like a healthcare clinic for your car. See them more often for the little stuff, so you don't see them for the catastrophic, expensive, inconvenient stuff. Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway. Traffic on the fives now with Jake.
All right, this traffic report is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. We've got at US 29, Highway 29, headed up into Cantonment at Old Kim Strand Road. We have a crash with roadblock there. That's going to be Highway 29 northbound at Old Kim Strand Road. Also, Mobile Highway through Beulah is very slow right now in both directions at Beulah Elementary School with that school zone there. Also, Highway 98 eastbound getting into Windhaven Beach, seeing our normal morning slowdown starting at that new Publix, stretching all the way up to the Parish Boulevard McDonald's. If you see anything else out there on the roadway slowing you down, you can always let us know on our traffic tip line. Call or text 437-1620. Executive Landscaping, call us today for all your commercial and premium landscaping needs. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
So speaking about this, you know, what is a safe thing to put over your eyes to look at the eclipse? Somebody texted in a very good question. What about welder's goggles? Can you use welder's goggles? Because, you know, that's a pretty bright thing that you're protecting from. Answer: sometimes. No, seriously. Depends on the darkness of the safety goggles. NASA apparently says shade 12 or more, yes. Or I guess shade 11 or less. Many of the you know, ones found in hardware stores are not dark enough. I'm just going to not look. I'm just going to pass.
That doesn't make me feel any better about when I have to weld something.
Yeah, right, exactly. Like, you know, did you get the gray welding goggles or the really dark ones? You know, that's a, I mean, exactly. What does this tell you for your own safety?
Boba Fett. All I see is a big light blur.
I see a bunch of people in their Boba Fett costumes out and looking at the eclipse. Well, I got a Halloween, you know, helmet that makes me look like a stormtrooper. That's good enough, right? No. Hey, if you're thinking about that next vehicle, or maybe when I say that, you're like, don't make me think about that, because I've been trying to not think about that. I know I am getting to the end of the lifespan of this car, and I know it's costing me as much as a newer car would cost me, or at least it's costing me too much to have a car that's not in the greatest of shape and maybe isn't even reliable anymore. But stop asking me, Andrew. I don't want to think about it. Sorry, not sorry. You deserve better. Go to Frontier Motors. Look at the cars. They got 300 on the lot. Check out a bunch of them. Find one you like. Find one that's got gadgets and knobs and drives the way you like it, and you're going to feel good about that you can trust, instead of the one you're driving now that costs you more money than it should, and you get in it and you kind of hope it works. You know, don't have, you deserve better than that. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years. Behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. 729 on News Radio 92.3. No Labels is given up. No Labels is the nonpartisan, bipartisan, Democrat, Republican, whatever, organization that I think Joe Lieberman actually started, where they were trying to look for a sort of a third party candidate that they could support. Somebody would have a lot of appeal apart from Trump and Biden. And they talked to, you know, Chris Christie, and I know Nikki Haley, people have been talking about her, and, you know, Joe Manchin. And there were other people that had been put up. Apparently, nobody is in. Larry Hogan, even the former governor from Maryland. Nobody is in. Nobody is willing. And they say, because we do not have a candidate with a viable, credible path to winning the White House, we're just not going to enter at all. Now, of course, the standard thinking is that a third-party candidate probably helps Trump the most, because it pulls from Biden. I could see it the other way, too. And, you know, they'd have to pull, you know, 34%, right? I mean, to do it, well, maybe they'd even have to get higher because you could have like a 41-40 and then a 19, I guess, would be left over. Anyway, they just say they're not going to play this time around. So, you know, it's still to be decided whether anybody runs as an independent or as a serious independent. I would think the answer is likely to be no. Clerk Childers comes up next right after the news.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. The federal judge in the Donald Trump document drama says no to the former president's attempt to have the case thrown out on the grounds that a federal records law shielded him from prosecution. President Biden heads to the site of the Key Bridge disaster today, while next week he returns to Wisconsin.
The Wall Street Journal reports this morning while he's there, the president is going to outline a new large-scale effort to forgive student loan debt. You'll remember the first attempt was struck down by the Supreme Court. The Journal reports that the president's advisors hope to use the rules to begin canceling waves of student debt in the run-up to the November election.
Fox's Mark Meredith, the Israeli military dismisses two officers reprimanding three others for the drone strike killing seven aid workers, saying they botched critical intel and violated the Army's rules of engagement. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio 92.3. It's sunny and 49 degrees right now in Pensacola. Well, that big brush fire yesterday that burned about 50 acres off of Gulf Beach highways, around 50% contained. That was the latest update yesterday evening from the Florida Forestry Service. They dispatched dozens of crews to battle the blaze.
There's some ponds on nearby private property, but then if you look at it, you know, we're relatively fortunate in our area, even if he had to go all the way to the intercoastal waterway.
That is Joe Zierkowski from the Florida Forestry Service, and the fire did damage several homes, at least one a total loss. Yesterday, the county evacuated an entire neighborhood as it was spreading, but that evacuation and most of the road closures have now been lifted. And the good news is nobody was hurt in all of the fires. The Escambia Sheriff's Office investigating after a gun was reportedly found at a classroom at C.A. Weiss Elementary School. According to Channel 3, that gun was brought to a school by a child with a disability. It was found in a special needs classroom. No charges have been filed. No additional information has been made available as of yet. Leaders in Santa Rosa County moving forward with a plan to tie impact fees to a potential increase in the local option sales tax.
I believe an impact fee is appropriate. But at the same time, I wish there was a way that the people could really have their voice on the impact fee, just like they could on the local option sales tax. So my proposal, and I'm not making a motion right now, but my proposal would be that we could simply pass an impact fee to become effective upon the effective date of a transportation local option sales tax.
Santa Rosa County Commissioner Colton Wright, and during a pair of public hearings yesterday, the Santa Rosa Board of Commissioners did vote 3-2 to approve impact fees on new homes, but only if voters approve a half-cent increase in the local option sales tax in November. And if it's approved, those impact fees wouldn't start until the sales tax increase would take effect. It would bring the sales tax in Santa Rosa County to 7.5%, the same as Escambia County. Well, Florida's biggest electric utility company now says they want to go green. FPL submitting a proposal to state regulators this week. They're asking for approval to build a dozen new solar energy facilities. They say they believe they've met the requirements for the project, which would cost more than $100 million. The operations would go up in 11 counties, the closest to us being in Walton County. FPL says a September filing would support a base rate increase, which would be designed to cover the cost of that plan. And, well, words you don't hear all that often, completed ahead of schedule. That's the word on the Navy Point boat ramp today. Escambia County says their resurfacing and striping work is now done. That boat ramp will actually be opening up today. That's welcome news, I'm sure, for many boaters getting ready to head out for the weekend and the beautiful weather that we're going to see. It is 7:35 at News Radio 92.3, and let's go ahead and get a look at our traffic on the fives. go ahead and get a look at our traffic on the fives. Jake?
Hey, hey, how's it going out there, buddy? We're not seeing any major issues on our roadways this morning. Got a couple accidents to tell you about, though. This is going to be on Michigan Avenue headed eastbound between Memphis Avenue and South Gulf Manor. We've got an accident somewhere in that area between those two streets, and it is causing some major slowdown. Michigan Avenue eastbound between Memphis and South Gulf Manor. Also, Highway 29 headed north into Cantonment this morning at Old Kimstrand Road. We have a crash with roadblock there as well. It should be moved out of the roadway by now, but causing a little bit of slowdown. Also, Mobile Highway through Beulah, slow with the school zone at Beulah Elementary School. And Highway 98 eastbound into Wind Haven Beach, seeing our normal morning slowdown getting out of Navarre. If you see anything else out there on the roadway slowing you down, you can always call or text our traffic tip line. That phone number is 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
We will have a beautiful sunny day in store for today. Temperatures warming up near 75 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 50 degrees. For Saturday, plenty of sunshine with just a few passing clouds, high near 74. Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 56. Rounding out the weekend with some beautiful weather, high near 73, mostly sunny skies. Sunday night, temperatures dropping near 63. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
And right now, it is 51 and sunny in Pensacola, 52 in Gulf Breeze, and a few degrees cooler, 47 reported in Milton. Our next news at 8 o'clock and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. About 2 million Black & Decker branded clothing steamers are now under recall after consumers reported dozens of burn injuries that resulted from hot water spewing out of the device. Nearly 520,000 of these steamers were recalled last year for repairs to fix the issue. Empower Brands is now recalling another 1.6 million steamers to cover all units, including those that were previously repaired, and offering full refunds instead. Virgin Voyages is targeting a new type of traveler, remote workers. The carrier has launched a month-long cruise called the Scarlet Summer Season Pass, which covers two people and costs nearly $10,000. The rate includes a room, meals, Wi-Fi, laundry services, access to workspaces, and more. Fun fact, Virgin Voyages says this pass is 30% cheaper than booking four week-long cruises back-to-back. Futures are moderately higher. Thursday, the Dow Industrials were down 530. That's Your Money Now.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, it's Milton native Carly Ryan, who's been around music her entire life. In fact, her parents were performers, made her choice to pursue a career in music a no-brainer. She performed an original called Give Me Back My Heart on American Idol in 2019, and you can see her this week at Bands on the Beach.
Spring is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs and summer blooming plants, and of course, tending to that vegetable garden. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got spring gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line. Every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9. It's sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
Ready for intelligent and thought-provoking conversation? Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola. Weekdays from 2 till 4 p.m. on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Guy Benson, the brilliant and charismatic host, brings you a fresh perspective on the biggest stories of the day. Guy keeps you engaged and informed. Don't miss out on the intellectual thrill ride. Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola from 2 till 4 p.m. It's the show that'll challenge your thinking and leave you wanting more. On News Radio Pensacola.
This time I'd also like to memorialize into the record. Over 2.5 years ago, I was asked, is the 401A local plan legal? I was here at the meeting, I responded, it is illegal. My counsel reported it is illegal. On April 3rd, Judge Stone entered into an order of which I will read the ruling.
Pam Childers, yesterday during the county commission meeting, she's the clerk and the comptroller of court, the clerk of courts and the comptroller for the county, talking about the win she had this week with the ruling against the three county commissioners, Lumen May, Stephen Berry, and Robert Bender, who had all been recipients of the 401A, ICMA, local plan, whatever you want to call it. A big win for her. Ultimately, it's the taxpayers who lose because all of this hubbub is, we would prefer it to not have to happen at all. Pam Childers is on the line with us now. Pam, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News.
Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. I'm getting so many texts in from people who are so glad that you are challenging the mistakes that the commissioners are making and not just being a rubber stamp on what they do. So, and I feel the same way. Like, somebody's got to be a check on some of their bad decisions. So people really appreciate that you're standing up and doing what's right.
I agree. It was the right thing to do. It's not always the easiest thing to do because, you know, it's an uphill battle. You know, I'm married to an attorney. I know they're expensive. So you've got the cost in it. And then it breaks down relationships. And what the people need is good government. So this was hard on everyone.
Yeah, and it's, you certainly, I'm sure, as a participant, but also as an onlooker, you know, why can't we all just get along and be smarter? But, you know, that sometimes people don't allow you that option exactly. You went to court to prevent, and they went to court. Well, they went to court to force you to pay, and you, of course, responded and said, no, I won't. The judge sided with you so strongly that he even wrote, it would be absurd to conclude that the county was right in taking the position that they have taken in this regard. People have raised the question of, why would the county be the one suing you? It seems like the individual commissioners would be the ones suing you. Did that seem weird to you that the county was doing it?
We grappled with that, too. And the repayment is a different situation, I know, and you may have some questions on that.
I do.
But it crossed my mind way too many times. Why are the people, why is this Cambia County government suing me for three people? And it's how it was explained to me. They are commissioners, the county, they represent the board, the county, and that's how that lawsuit was filed. The writ of replevin is another one.
Right.
I don't agree. I think this is personal. And it's now personal, right? We have gotten to the point where it's unauthorized compensation. We've gotten to the point where it's personal.
Well, and, you know, it's kind of interesting you mentioned the replevin suit. I've been telling this morning about how in the last week we've just had, they're 0-4 on lawsuits. They lost the preliminary on the replevin. They lost the medical examiner just comes back and which wasn't their lawsuit, but, you know, they had kind of been involved in all of this. And Deanna Oleski's exonerated. Ramey Edler, they're voting a $950,000 settlement from the insurance company, the former medical director. And then your case, it's a lot of losing lawsuits kind of all coming to fruition right in the same place. And I don't know. It just, as a county resident, I hate for any of this to be going on. It's sort of a, why can't we just be smarter, you know?
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. It is tough to watch. I am independent. I don't answer to the comptroller or to the county commissioner. As the comptroller, I do try to advise. I try to be there when they want to talk because I'm the financial expert for the county. I'm not an attorney, but I have an attorney, and sometimes collaboration and going through things is the smarter way to do it. We just could not get collaboration on this 401A, despite my attempts to ask.
So on this going forward, you last night in the county commission meeting said, look, I'm asking for you guys to return the money, and I'm also asking you for that you don't appeal this ruling. What does happen now? Because if they got money into these accounts during the time, and particularly Robert Bender, you know, you were the comptroller then, and that those payments were allowed or authorized on a plan that has now been deemed to be illegal. I mean, do they have to give those back? I know that's what you asked for. Could you be liable for, I mean, if they went after you to get the money, what happens now?
Let's start with what happens now, because that's the easiest, and let's see if I can roll through this. What happens now is I made a public request, and I made that public request because they at one time in a meeting said, if it's illegal, we'll pay it back.
Oh,
so first of all, you want your commissioners to be honorable, right? That's why you voted them. You voted him in to represent your best interests, the best interest of government. It's not really what's happened here, but now we're at the next phase. Pay it back. So the right thing is to ask publicly, and they should work together to pay it back. The next thing that will happen is they will get a letter from me personally to them, from the comptroller to them personally, that says you need to pay it back. And the reasons why. We need to give a period of time. It does not have to be long. A period of time to start making movement. If there's no movement, if there's no interaction, if there's no cooperative response, you go to the courts. The courts have already deemed this illegal compensation.
Yeah.
And if this continues, you can go all the way to this is stolen money. You know, what do you do with any vendor that you overpay? The county always works with the vendor or the employee that was overpaid to get that money back. You end up in a contractual agreement, you withdraw it from their pay, or you get with the vendor and you get the money back. We're in that situation. And what happens when they don't pay it back? In this case, we're talking about a large sum of money. In this case, you would go to the courts.
Now,
because
that money, yeah, if you recovered it, that money would, what, go to FRS? I mean, because it sort of, it would have been going to FRS had it, you know, that's the part of this I don't understand either is, what if they try to, you know, get sort of back participation in FRS for all of these years? Because the money doesn't really belong to the county. They would have been paying out the same amount either way, right?
Okay, so first of all, let's take the first thing. First of all of the money has to come back to the county treasury.
Okay.
The principal and any interest and the account has to be closed down.
Got
because
it.
The 401A for elected officials closes out. That comes back to the county treasury. Second step, they individually or they collectively with the help of probably Allison Rogers County attorney will need to get back into FRS if they choose. It is FRS, or their managing agency, Department of Management Services. That agency will look at the rules and decide how many years and how much, and if they can.
Okay.
So they have to wait for DMS. So when DMS does that calculation and they are allowed to go back for those service years, then, okay, I agree. They're allowed that pension for that service years. But first of all, they don't get that until we get all the money, period, right? I have the checkbook. That's how it's going to work. They understand this. Secondly,
yeah.
You know, if we don't have the money, we just hold out until we get the money. I'm trying to find my train of thought on the other question.
No, that's okay. And I was going to ask something else, or I asked something else about the appeal as well, but we'll come back to that in a second. We're talking to Pam Childers. I made the mistake of asking you four questions in one. so I'm being a bad lawyer.
I was trying to roll with it.
I know. Sorry. She is the clerk of the court and the comptroller for Escambia County. Hang on for just a second. Let's get traffic on the fives from Jake.
It's like a White House press briefing. Hey, here's five questions real quick. All right. So looking at Michigan Avenue eastbound between Softly Field Road and South Gulf Manor. Very, very slow eastbound right now from an accident. We got reports in from the traffic tip line. Get in the left lane. If you're headed eastbound on Michigan Avenue, stay in the left lane if you're past Softly Field Road. Also, Highway 29 in Cantonment at Old Kimstrand Road, we have a crash with roadblock there. Mobile Highway really slow getting by Mobile Elementary or Beulah Elementary School this morning with the school zone. And Highway 98 eastbound, very, very slow all the way from the Navarre Walmart Supercenter all the way up to Parrish Boulevard out of Windhaven. If you see anything else out there on the roadway slowing you down, let me know about it. Call or text 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker, traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jake. Back to Pam Childers, clerk of the court and the comptroller for Escambia County. I think I had also asked you, you'd made the request of them not to appeal because the judge was very, very definitive and that would take up more resources and time and delay getting things done properly, right?
Right, but I'm going to go back and answer your other part of that question. You asked about FRS and the money would all go to FRS.
Yeah.
I want you to understand something. If the same or similar amounts of money go from a 401A, and, well, it costs the taxpayers the same amount of money. Whoever thinks that is obtuse. They just plain don't get it. If you're a commissioner, you should understand this. If you're a budgeting person in Escambia County, you should understand this. Because we have debt on our books for all of the future payments, pensions that are assigned to Escambia County through the FRS. The majority of the money that goes to FRS when we pay, buy back the service, will go down to pay that debt. And if you don't use this money to do it, you're going to have to dip into another account at the county and pay it. So you start feeling this pain when you are budgeting, because your salary amount per person and the benefits keep going higher because you are systematically paying down that debt. So please understand, while the dollars may look similar, they are absolutely not the same. And the judge understood that very well.
Okay, see, I had not understood that. So I appreciate you telling me I'm obtuse. And seriously, I appreciate that, because I had only been thinking about, well, the numbers are the same, so the cost is the same. But if you're saying that the money that goes to FRS that doesn't go into their personal accounts actually will come back to us to service the debt or the obligations created for the employees that we're going to have to pay this to, so it really is a loss for the county. That is a slice of this puzzle that I had not understood until, you know, the last 60 seconds or so. So thank you for pointing that out. I appreciate it. You brought up something last night that was kind of a, as you said, a side item, but your ability to access the OpenGov software, which your people had before and need in order to do things like auditing and controlling, I assume, comptrolling. Why don't you have that? What happened? I don't understand why that would even be an issue.
Well, I didn't see you asking this question. let's see. I don't want to make this drama. There's just some things that need to stay inside the walls of government.
Okay.
However, this is pretty serious. There was a conversation with my internal auditor and the county, and we'll just leave it at the county, and their reaction by 4 o'clock was to cut off all of our access. And this is where we get documents to do our pre-audit function. You know, let's look at the bids. Let's look at the tally sheet. This is what we have to look at, especially in contracts, large contracts, construction bids. So you just whacked off our ability to audit. So now we're constantly having to ask for documents. They're trying to drop it in file. It's missing documents, and it's just taking so much time. And I know what happens. Then you're like, never mind, just don't worry about it. Just don't pay it. No, that's not who we are. So we should have access to that. They have access to our systems. We have access to their systems. This is transparency in government. This is oversight. This is working together. So I made a public plea because I have asked privately, and this is needed. So that's why I made a public plea.
Yeah, I mean, it seemed like, you know, Wes was, you know, willing when Mike Kohler kind of followed up on that to ask him if they were willing to turn that access back on. And, you know, I didn't mean to get into all the drama of it, although, you know, sometimes I do. But in this case, I just didn't know what the actual story was. So thank you for clarifying. Oh, I knew there was one other thing in my 14-part question that I asked you. Do you worry at all that they would try to, I mean, we seem to be lawsuit happy, that they might, the county commissioners would try to sue you because you're the one who authorized the payments when it was an illegal plan all the years before you realized that it was an illegal plan?
I'm sure there's some naysayers out there, people beating their chest. Oh, Pam Childers should pay this. I don't know. I don't have a word for them. I probably do have a word for them, but I won't say it. They just don't understand. They're just not real smart. They don't get it. They're just emotional. They're just, you know, they're just short on intelligence. The judge, at this line of demarcation, those payments have been deemed illegal. It starts now. What I thought, and doing my research as a CPA, obviously there are two sides to this, which is why it ended up in court. So, you know, I did the best I could. I didn't know if they were illegal. I didn't know if I was interpreting the statutes right. I felt pretty right. I felt very comfortable. But the judge has ruled. At this point, if I am to make additional payments, I would have knowingly made those payments, and you can now hold me accountable going forward.
Right.
So, you know, if you're hearing that, just, you know, check that source. They're not real bright. They don't understand it. Maybe it's just emotional for them. I don't know.
Well, we have a fair number of emotional, obtuse, not too bright people. And I appreciate you saying so always.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. I get it.
I'm just frustrated.
No, I know. And I mean, Trust me, I understand. Well, Pam, while I'm talking to you, got a couple of more texts in saying they appreciate you. Pam, cheerleader emojis, and then thank you so much for your hard work, Pam. Pam Childers is the clerk of the court and the comptroller for Escambia County. I appreciate you. I know we don't have you on all that often, but when we do, it is always enlightening, and I definitely learned stuff today. So thank you for doing the job that you've been doing, and I appreciate you. We'll talk to you again soon.
Sure. Bye-bye.
7:55 on News Radio 92.3. Jake's got traffic on the fives. Jake?
All right. We've got some areas to speak about now. This is going to be North Davis Highway, getting by HCA Florida West Hospital, headed northbound there. It's going to be very, very slow getting through there. Michigan Avenue eastbound between Softly Field Road and South Gulf Manor. Very, very slow right now from an accident. Stay in the left lane if you are headed in that direction. Once you get to Softly Field Road, get in the left lane, and that'll get you through there a little bit quicker. US 29, Highway 29 in Cantonment, northbound at Old Kimstrand Road. We have a crash with roadblock there. Mobile Highway, really, really slow in both directions, getting by Beulah Elementary School. And Highway 98 eastbound, very, very slow from the Navarre Walmart Supercenter all the way up into Windhaven Beach to the Parish Boulevard McDonald's. If you see anything else out there on the roadway slowing you down, let us know about it. You can call or text our traffic tip line. That phone number is 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Got a bug problem or worse, a rodent situation? Insect makes pest control for your home easy and effective. First, Insect thoroughly inspects the problem and provides you with a free estimate and a treatment plan. Then once on the job, Insect identifies targets and eliminates common household pests, including rodents, roaches, ants, and fleas, with guaranteed results. Insect's professionally trained technicians will safely and effectively eliminate pests inside and outside, while also taking preventative steps to stop other pests from infesting your home. Afterwards, a report with pictures will be emailed to let you know what was found and the work that was performed. To make it even easier, Insect offers annual and quarterly pest control services to stop pests from infesting your home. Guaranteed. Outside, inside, from inspection to treatment to follow-up. Insect Pest and Lawn makes whole home protection safe and easy. Just say no to bugs. Join the Insect family today online at insect.net. That's ENSEC.net.
When it comes to precious metals, there's only one place to consider, and that is Emerald Coast Coins. They're the local leader in dealing with coins and jewelry. Gold, silver, diamonds, and sterling silver. Emerald Coast Coins buys, sells, and trades. And for the past 15 years, customers from all over the Gulf Coast have trusted Emerald Coast Coins for the best estimates and prices in town. Stop in today. They're on Creighton Road, right across from Tom Thumb. Emerald Coast Coins.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10 before WEAR TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm afraid, Dave.
.759 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Man, it has been a news avalanche this week. I mean, it just has. David Wayne's in the newsroom. Do you have a 10-second story for me, David?
I do. Israel has fired two military officers for their role in the destruction of an aid convoy in Gaza this week. That's the strike that killed the seven World Central Kitchen food workers. Israel says they found the commander's misidentified vehicles and assumed that they were terrorists.
All right. Navy Days comes up the 17th, the 18th, and the 19th. Looking forward to that.
Weekdays on News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.